Don't be surprised if your tax refund is a little lighter this year. According to early data from the IRS, the average refund is $1,865, down from $2,035 last year. It's an 8% drop, but already the hashtag GOP tax scam is cropping up on Twitter as people tweet their frustration. For more, let's go to Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so this data is only from the first week of tax filings. It could change, but why do the refunds seem to be lower this year?
Well, I think that a lot of people did not realize that their paychecks were a little bit fatter throughout 2018. So the withholding had been adjusted by many employers, and that resulted usually in many Americans getting slightly higher pay increases, basically your take-home pay. Mm-hmm. But when they went to go file their returns, at least this early crop, they said, oh my God, my refund's lower, so I actually didn't get helped by this tax change. Not the case, of course, because what we know is that your withholding is part of the story. Your refund is the other part of the story. Your whole tax situation might have improved in 2018. It doesn't mean just because you have a lower refund that you paid more in taxes.
But for people who expect a refund every year, it's like another paycheck, basically. You count on it being there, and when it's not as big as you thought, even if you've been getting more money all year, you're not going to be thankful for it.
That's so true. And I think that that's one of the problems. You know, we had some studies that were out, one released by NerdWallet that found that more than a quarter of Americans are unsure of what changed with the passage of the tax cut bill. And almost half don't understand how it affects their tax bracket. And some of those people are going to have a bit of a rude awakening if they file and see lower refund amounts. That said, there are a lot of analysts and economists who believe that this is probably just the early information and that many more people will be getting big refunds.
Now, let's talk about early filing because that's down too. Just 10% of taxpayers have filed so far. That is down 12% compared to last year.
Yeah, and I think that this is probably due to the uncertainty because when we are fearful, when we are confused, what do? We stick our heads in the sand. Don't be so afraid, though. I mean, I think that the most important thing to remember is the sooner you file, the sooner you can actually adjust your withholding right now for 2019. So that may be a course correction that a lot of taxpayers have to make.
Did the government shutdown have a big effect on how quickly the IRS can process these returns?
Not so far. I mean, it does not look like that at all. And it may just be that some people said, well, the government was shut down. I'll wait a little bit till things settle down. So far, so good.
So for the people who are listening right now who haven't even started the process yet, your advice, Jill, would be what?
Well, first of all, you've got to get that old tax return from last year out. Just use it as a quick guide. Now, things may have changed. I also should note that using software is going to be your best bet. The IRS provides amazing software. It's called the IRS Free File. And for people who earn less than $66,000, it's there for you. Do make adjustments. Get through the process. You will feel so virtuous for having done your taxes. Trust me. Oh, wait, I haven't done it yet. But I plan to be virtuous.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.